Ko te wā tēnei mō Peps Picks.
Yes, it's right. It's time for our Thursday classic, Peps Picks. And another week of a great pick from Mr. Martin Pepperell, who I have on the line with me right now. Good morning, sir.
Oh, hello, hello.
How are you?
Not bad, actually.
You paused there for a sec.
I was going to have a little, you know, because, you know, you just sort of default, you know?
Yeah.
So sometimes you'd have months where you just sort of, you're like, oh, just have a whinge, you know? But then I actually, you know, I just thought about it briefly, you know, had a brief moment, and I was like, nah, it's all good. Mindset. You've got to think about your mindset, you know?
I know, I'm glad you paused there for a second and changed.
Yeah, received ideas, you know, sometimes you get yourself locked into a train of thought that's no longer applicable.
Hey, I'm guilty for that. I'm very guilty for that.
Oh, look, I think we've all been there, you know. We're all slave to old ideas or existing ideas or wanting things to be something that they're not. Perhaps a bit of that.
Oh, you're too real, Martin. You're too real.
So the reason why I'm sort of talking about states of transformation and, you know, the distance between what something was and what something is because it's a very interesting story behind the development of the musician we're going to be listening to today. Very interesting story.
Yeah, no, go ahead, sorry. Yes, sorry, I got distracted there. No, go ahead.
Did you just start playing some of the tracks?
Yeah.
I was like, I think that's the track. I think he's playing the track.
I did, but I didn't know where it was coming from. I was like, wait, have I played there?
Yeah, well, it wasn't me. Today we're talking about an artist.
Yes.
A DJ, a producer, musician known as Nicky Nair. We're talking about a song called Prowler from his new EP Snake, released through Lucky Me. Amazing UK record label that helped introduce the world to people like Lunas, Hudson Mohawk, Rusko, you know, the whole set. There's people called it Aquacrunk. Back in the day, these day glow, colourful dance sounds in the late 2000s.
Love that name.
But ages later, they're still going. So Nicky Nair has been one of the shining stars of underground music to emerge during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
One of the breakout stars to emerge out of the era of Twitch streamed dance parties.
Oh my god, I remember
those?
Yes.
Remember those? You'd log on to the Twitch, DJs would be in there, they're playing the music.
I partook in a number of them.
And you know what? You know, in America and Europe, that little chat box to the right hand side? Remember the chat box?
Yes, I do, yeah.
You know, friendships were formed in the chat box.
Oh,
people
no.
People got to know each other. People exchanged contact details. People built community in the chat boxes.
Yeah, no, I've heard anecdotes about that.
This is the thing that happened.
Yeah.
Okay, so this guy, over the last, I think it's probably about 5 years now, Nicky Nair, Atlanta-based producer and DJ, you know, he's been released to a lot of music through a lot of labels, a lot of different labels. You know, Lucky Me, Pretty Weird, Gobstopper, Scuff, Tram Planet, Dirty Bird, Banoffee Pies, Moo Moo, Limited. Okay, so he grew up. The interesting, there's a backstory here. Okay, he grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
In the mid-2000s. You know, heading into university, got involved in college radio, community radio, student radio.
Oh, that's how it all starts.
Indie rock. The indie rock era. You know, college radio playing indie rock. Then you know, around 2007, 2008, specialist dance music show turns up called Midnight Voyage. He starts listening to it. Started going to warehouse parties. So a warehouse scene bubbling up, people playing jungle and drum and bass. Little warehouses. Warehouses that were often also used by people throwing indie rock gigs, noise rock gigs. All this DIY stuff. You know, the guy's looking around on the internet. Music discovery on the internet. Getting into Aphex Twin, Boards of Canada, Square Pusher. Downloading music off LimeWire. Getting into Breakcore. You know about Breakcore?
I'm not super familiar, to be honest.
Yeah, you can imagine. You can kind of imagine what it might sound like, eh?
Yes.
Hardcore breakbeats.
Yeah. I don't listen much, but I kind of know where you'd go with that.
Yeah. So, you know, then he finds out about the North American jungle drum and bass scene. People like Diesel Boy playing to the drums. But at the same time, he's big into jam bands. Jam bands like Widespread Panic or Sound Tribe Sector 9. You go to the concerts, and then if you're a teen, you go out in the parking lot, do your drinking, all that naughty stuff. You know, also he comes from a South Asian family, so it was a double life, you know. Hiding all this music stuff from the parents.
Right, okay.
Gotta work for it, you know. It sounds pretty, yeah, it's like a comedy sketch. Starts playing drums when he was 10. Convinced a friend to learn guitar and others to learn bass. They start a band. He's making tape recordings with a multi-track recorder. But also his parents, you know, they used to play Indian classical music. They're into singing. They played the harmonium. They'd have these sort of parties at home. So it's a super mixed musical environment, you know, all going on around all of this. He plays in rock bands for years. Then around 2013, he sort of has this crossroad moment, starts DJing, starts getting more into dance music. Slowly starts producing, and he slowly starts landing tracks that connect with people. Starts getting attention from people like Mike Banks from Underground Resistance. That's one of the sort of pioneering Detroit techno groups. People like Chloe Robinson and Fortet start playing his music. Start of 2020, he got to London, play a couple of shows. Pandemic happened. Falls into the whole Twitch live stream era.
Right.
You know, keeps releasing music. By this point, you know, this guy's a machine. He's pumping the tracks out. He can do a lot of styles. They're really good. All the DJs like that. And over the course of the peak pandemic years, he just really builds up a following and a demand. Restrictions lift, people are able to travel again. Because it's the road, knocking out the releases, playing the shows, you know, very quickly, like, becoming, like, one of the most in-demand, like, new forces in underground dance music over the last couple of years. And from there we arrive here. The Snake EP. Prowler, the tracks we're going to listen to. The tracks on this are all... he sort of looked at them, and he was just trying to make tracks that would be super functional for DJs. People would want to play them in their
crib. Yeah, right.
But he also, you know, his family, you know, and the ethnic group they come from in India, you know, they worship snakes. They see snakes as a symbol of life force.
Oh, right.
Snakes aren't viewed as evil. So he wanted to use that as an emblem for this collection of DJ-friendly tracks while, you know, channeling and processing his own anger, frustration, confusion and joy. Emotional turmoil.
Yeah, right.
Know, people talk about this. I mean, a lot of people try and do this. You know, it's
Yeah, totally.
And it's always interesting because I think most people succeed in expressing a broad range of emotions they're feeling. But whether or not we succeed in communicating that to other people and that they hear that in the same way, that's a whole other question. We're not even going to dig into that because
No, but you know what? I could get lost on that topic for hours. I find that sort of thing very interesting. You raise a good point.
I just want to go easy on it because, you know, people are bearing their souls. And then someone's like, oh, well, you know, actually, you know, that shouldn't really make me feel that much.
Yeah, it's a little cruel. It's a little cruel.
Well, I mean, it's, I don't know, like, it's just how life is, you know? Like, I mean, if, I mean, if you go to a cafe and you have a sandwich and the sandwich is bad, you know, you might not go to the cafe ever again, you know?
So true, so true.
I mean, we all have our areas where we have a heavier level of generosity. We're willing to take more chances, take more risks, give things second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth goes.
Uh-huh.
And then there's other stuff where we're just like, you know, cue the thumb up, start watching it on streaming, 15 minutes in, cutting this.
Yeah.
Beautiful hypocrites everywhere. It's good stuff.
Oh, my God. We are very good at being hypocrites, that's for sure. Martin, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
All right. Let's get that track running, eh?
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited for this one. To our audience right now, I am playing Prowler. It's a bloody good song. Check out the whole EP as well. It's just called Snake, or Snake EP. Please enjoy.
I'm